Once upon a time, on the north shore of Long Island, not far from New York, there was a very, very large mansion, almost a castle, where there lived a family by the name of Larrabee. There were servants inside the mansion and servants outside the mansion. Boatmen to tend the boats, and six crews of gardeners, two for the solarium, the rest for the grounds, and a tree surgeon on retainer. There were specialists for the indoor tennis courts and the outdoor tennis courts, the outdoor swimming pool and the indoor swimming pool. And over the garage, there lived a chauffeur by the name of Fairchild, imported from England years ago, together with a Rolls Royce and a daughter named Sabrina. When the shadows fade, when the thought of what could happen takes your breath away, sighs and whispers, quiet laughter in the air, can make it seem that love is everywhere. Among other things, the Larrabees were noted for the parties they gave. Few people anymore give parties the way they did. Make it relatively easy. It never rained on the night of a Larrabee party. The Larrabees wouldn't have stood for it. In the half light, can we trust? There was Maud Larrabee, who inherited the Larrabee Corporation when her husband died on the 13th hole at Pebble Beach.
Sweetheart, go talk to Cardinal Morgan. He looks bored.
Senator, have I got somebody I want?
Maud was on the cover of Fortune. There was Linus, the older son, who graduated from Yale at 19 and took his mother and the company for a ride on the fiber optic highway and turned a $100 million family business into some serious money.
Well, I just don't feel like buying any more networks this year. There's never anything good on. I said the offer expired at 10 o'clock. It's 10:08, Robert.
Linus was on the cover of Time. But most of all, there was David, the younger son, who was in and out of many schools and even more relationships. He was handsome and charming and funny and romantic.
It's so rare to meet such a beautiful woman with your sense of humor and irony and poetry and hair color.
David did a Gap ad.
Sabrina, come down.
She made him laugh.
You have to finish packing.
Am I witty?
Wonder if Paris is far away enough.
No, really. Do you think I'm funny?
Hilarious. You should host a talk show. Sabrina, the full-time observation of David Larrabee is not a recognized profession. Get out of that tree.
I'll be there in a minute.
It's just you, Sabrina.
Hello, David.
I thought I heard somebody.
No, it's nobody.
How can I remember things that never happened? Arms that never held me, lips I never kissed. How that say they know me, shining through the mist. Eyes that I remember. I don't know why or when or where I feel.
Sabrina? You spent more of your life up that tree than you have on solid ground. You know how lucky we are that Mrs. Larrabee has friends who have a job for you, so you can have this European experience. The time in Paris will be so good for you. If your mother were alive, she'd be so happy. It's what she always wanted.
What if he forgets all about me?
How can he forget someone he doesn't know exists? I didn't mean that, Sabrina. I just meant there's much more to you than this obsession. I hope you know that.
Thanks, Dad. Good night.
Early.
It'll take me half an hour to get out of here. I gotta check on the Tokyo market before it closes. Good night.
Good night.
Linus, Andrea Coulson told me you just fired her son.
He's an idiot.
But she was a bridesmaid at my wedding. She's one of my best friends.
This is business, Mother. Listen, I gotta drop something off in David's room. When he surfaces from this week's love of his life, tell him I put his suspenders back in his closet.
You're not leaving now. You'll miss my fireworks.
It's okay, Mother. I had a pony ride and I got my face painted.
Come in.
I came to say goodbye.
What?
Don't come out. If I look at you, I might not be able to get through this.
Okay.
Please don't say anything. I'm leaving tomorrow for Paris. And I'll be away a long time. I don't expect you to think about me while I'm gone. You haven't thought about me while I was here. I just want to say, I think I know you better than anybody else. I mean, whatever they think or say, I know the truth. That you're a wonderful person. Kind and generous and for what it's worth, know that someone very far away is thinking of you. So if there's anything I can ever do.
Could you bring me one of those little Eiffel Tower paperweights?
Oh.
Oh. Welcome to work, Sabrina. You speak no French, yes?
No.
No?
I mean, yes, I don't. Sorry, please, could you repeat the question?
Alors, là, c'est le shopping. Vous avez les choses ici, very, very important. Tout ça, c'est Engie, toujours, toujours folie. Hein. Tout ça, c'est les accessibles, les rings, pressing, but the most important is Louboutin, Manolo and Omblin. You know, I speak very good the English.
Maquillage, maquillage.
You pull and close the place, go to shoot. Well, we need it tell, okay?
Yes, sir.
And all the days, most important, Louboutin, Manolo's, Omblin.
Louboutin.
Oui, assez-tise, assez-tise.
Martine, active-toi un peu, la lumière tombe, là.
Oui, oui, j'arrive, j'arrive. Allez, ça brûle, run, run, run. Allez, une ceinture là-dessus, ceinture, ceinture, belle, belle, bellette, ceinture, là.
Ingrid, hurry up.
I'm putting in my contact.
Non, non, elle est moche, celle-là. Another one, another one, no. Non, 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 not another one. Another one, the nice one,
mademoiselle,
nice.
Si vous faites déplacer pour ventilateur.
Sabrine, la machine, the fan, le câble,
bon, je peux
là.
Pas attendre longtemps, là, on va pas passer la journée.
Sabrine,
hein.
The fan.
Oui, allez, allez,
the
oui,
fan.
C'est ça, allez, allez, oui, oui, bah, c'est ça, allez-y, oui, allez.
Sabrina, don't worry for Martine. I taught her, now she tortures you.
Succeed?
You get someone of your own to torture.
You've only been there for 2 weeks. I doubt every single person in Paris thinks you're an idiot.
Only because I haven't met them all.
Sabrina, you're being much too hard on yourself. Give it a chance. And what matters is, you're away from here. Experiencing new things, getting another view of the world, finding new friends. And not constantly thinking about you know who.
She's fine. She hasn't adjusted completely.
She's miserable, I know it.
I told you not to send her.
Mr. Tom, maybe it is not for me to put my hands in this, but when I first come to this country, I am alone. Like Sabrina. I just weigh more. So, I ask to God, why I am here? I say, why God? But there is no answer. So, I stop crying. It takes 11 years.
Thank you, Rosa.
Did she mention David?
Just that life without him was a hopeless abyss of misery and despair. I believe those were her words.
Voilà. Oui, c'est bien ça. Envoyez plus de flotte. Plus de flotte. Sois avec ton ombrelle. Voilà, vers moi. C'est bien ça. Regarde vers moi. C'est bien ça. Oui, encore. C'est bien. C'est bien. Oui. Allez. Allez. Avec tes jambes. With your legs. Yes, the same. Yes. Ooh, yeah. Oui, c'est bien ça, oui. Have a drink with me.
What I do.
Couldn't mean no disaster.
There's absolutely nothing.
Could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. What I want the world to know and love in me.
The child pointer.
Hey, Linus! Got a minute?
David, does it ever occur to you that you're an officer of the Larrabee Corporation?
Listen, Linus, I met someone.
Recall the address of our building. It's 389 Park Avenue.
Hey, I'm not kidding.
Your office is on the 48th floor.
This is really somebody.
So what's the problem?
Well, I've invited her for dinner here Friday, and I just don't want you and Mother to... Listen, this girl is smart. She's really smart.
Well, that certainly hasn't come up before.
Listen, Linus, she's a real woman. She's not a, you know, a...
Transvestite?
She's not a bimbo. She's a doctor. Pediatrician, actually.
How did you meet her?
Well, I was at this party, and the host's kid got sick with something, and I rushed him over to Lenox Hill Emergency, and she was the resident on duty, and we just hit it right off.
How'd the sick kid make out?
Listen, when you guys meet her, just try to make me look good. I mean, I know I look good, but, you know, try to make me, you know, sound good. Mention my accomplishments. My qualities. You can be creative. Lie, okay? She says her folks know you.
What's her name?
Tyson. Elizabeth Tyson.
Tyson Electronics Tyson?
Tyson, I don't know.
Here's a cafe. Which one works for a living?
Wow, great hat, Mother.
Good morning, Blue Eyes.
Bring her around. We'll try and make you look good.
So you guys work Sundays now, huh?
It's Wednesday, David. Guess what? David's taking out Patrick Tyson's daughter.
Yes, sir.
Mac, give me Harvey.
Harvey?
Harvey, I want you to start buying up chunks of Tyson's stock. Not so much that anybody would notice. That's it.
I hope she doesn't look like Patrick.
For once, your father didn't lie. You are lovely.
Thank you.
I'm Maud.
Pleasure.
Linus.
I've heard a lot about you from my father.
And you're really a doctor?
No, he made that up.
She was just promoted to assistant head of pediatrics. And I told her the hospital can count on us for a couple $1 million.
David?
Is he a world-class philanthropist or what?
Just squeeze.
I like Larry. He's funny and sweet. He's such a good photographer.
But someone is in the way. Is it this David you mentioned casually 40 or 50 times when you first came over? He sounds perhaps like an illusion.
It keeps me company.
You think so? Illusions are dangerous, people. They have no flaws. I came here from Provence, alone, uneducated. For 8 months, no more than that, a year. I sat in a cafe, I drank coffee, and I wrote nonsense in a journal. And then, somehow, it was not nonsense. I went for long walks, and I met myself in Paris. You seem embarrassed by loneliness, by being alone. It's only a place to start.
Dr. Forrest, dial 118, please. Dr. Forrest,
please dial 118.
I'm sorry about your party.
It's okay.
Are you hungry? I'm starving.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll draw you a hot bath, whip us up a superb omelet. Do you have eggs, cheese, green pepper, tomato?
No green pepper, no tomato.
Well, then I'll just whip us up a somewhat superb omelet.
David, you are the best.
You mean making a hot bath and an omelet are roughly on par with saving a 5-year-old kid's life?
It'll save my life.
God, you're easy on me.
Okay. Then why don't you marry me?
Okay. Why don't I?
Don't kid about stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay. Why don't I?
You sure you know what it is?
Yeah, that thing where you hang together a lot and sleep in the same room and button each other's hard-to-reach buttons.
Then
and...
I accept.
Really? Why?
Ron, I need to talk to you.
I'm in a meeting.
When was the last time I came here?
You're right. Ron.
I wondered why I was suddenly being treated with so much respect.
Something bothering you, David?
You've been pushing me into this relationship with Elizabeth so you could engineer a merger with Tyson.
Pushing you? I could burn in hell for the lies I told about you. You begged me to make you look good in front of Elizabeth.
You never said a word about planning to make an offer to Patrick.
Talk about my accomplishments, you said. My qualities. Be creative. Lie, you said.
I can't do this, Linus. I'm not ready to make this kind of commitment.
Oh, I see. She must have asked for an actual wedding date.
I don't know what came over me. She was healing children. I was in a tuxedo. I'm not in any position to take care of a wife.
Elizabeth is a doctor and a millionaire, David. She won't be a burden. You don't deserve her, but she appears to love you.
Yeah, see, doesn't that worry you a little bit? I mean, about her mental health?
David.
So this is all just a coincidence.
It's an opportunity.
Opportunity.
What do you expect me to do? Disqualify myself from a billion-dollar merger because I might have family connections?
What are you doing? It was just a question.
Look at this thing. Not a scratch.
Is this some new way of changing the subject?
No one in the world has a flat panel screen this size except Patrick Tyson, and the damn thing's indestructible. He's sitting on the hottest technology in town, and everyone on Wall Street knows it. We've got so much competition on this merger.
Wait a minute, Linus, you're talking about my life.
I pay for your life, David. My life makes your life possible.
I resent that.
So do I. Look at yourself. You went to law school. You never took the bar. You went to business school. I can't get you anywhere near the office. You studied languages you don't speak, instruments you don't play. You have a series of girlfriends you never see more than twice. Do you not see a pattern here?
Who are you to lecture me about closeness? Your idea of a long-term relationship is giving your date a chance to order dessert.
I don't have time for dessert. I'm too busy with this company. You're a grown man, David. Finish something. Elizabeth Tyson's the best thing that ever happened to you, and you told me so yourself.
I would like to propose a toast to my baby girl, Dr. Elizabeth Tyson, talented MD, and to my future son-in-law, David Larrabee, lucky SOB. Just kidding, David. Just kidding. No, we're all very lucky. We're very lucky. Not only is this the joining forever of two gorgeous people, but two gorgeous companies.
Hear, hear.
I want to wish you all the luck and happiness you deserve. And may your first child be a masculine child.
It's from Serpico. Nacimiento. Tell Yoshi to bring the portobello.
Ahora.
Oui.
You're quite a linguist.
Yes. I traveled a lot before I married Patrick. I was a stewardess.
Probably in tears.
Now they call them flight attendants.
Oh, really? Well, I bet I could still get your seat back in the upright position.
Whenever they try to be funny, it comes out perverse or terrifying.
I see.
You'll get used to it.
To be sure to tell you that she misses you and sends all of you her love.
But what does she say about the engagement? You didn't tell her.
I don't know how. I don't know what to say.
You say, darling Sabrina, la vida es sueño. Your life is a dream and now it is over. I know. Because this family has had...
My dearest Sabrina, although I am sure this will come as a shock, it is my belief that what I am about to tell you is all for the best. I know how strongly you have always felt about this, and so I have been reluctant to write.
I'm in Paris, but you're somewhere else.
I'm sorry, Louis. I shouldn't have done this.
I would like to help. But what you have to fix, you won't fix it in bed. You have to fix it here.
This is my last letter from Paris. I may even be home before you get it. Don't worry about picking me up. I'd like to surprise you. Amazing. It's gone by so quickly. Gertrude Stein said, America is my country, and Paris is my hometown. I'll always feel that way about Paris. I want so much for you to know what it's meant to me. It's turned cold out, but I don't feel cold.
Across the street, someone is playing La Vie en Rose. They do it for the tourists. But I'm always surprised at how it moves me. It means seeing life through rose-colored glasses. Only in Paris, where the light is pink, that song makes sense. But I'll have it in my pocket when I get home. And I'll take it with me wherever I go from now on. Love to you, Dad.
Hey.
Hey, what are you doing?
Go out with Maud. Have to be here for a birthday party. Might as well stay over.
Yeah, what'd you get her?
Portable fax machine.
You sentimental fool.
Hey, it's easy for you. She's so glad you finally set a date. You'll never have to buy another present.
It's not what she says. I got her a little Picasso. Having it wrapped in town.
What did that cost me?
I don't know. So who's the new bidder on Tyson? Unisat?
And a couple of other companies.
Cash or stock options?
I love it when you talk dirty. What's that?
A dog.
Why?
That's Elizabeth's gift to Mother. She feels guilty about missing the party. She's stuck at some UCLA seminar. I gotta go pick up Maud's present. I want you to know something, Linus. I'm glad about Elizabeth.
You should be. She's terrific. She's smart, independent, pretty as hell.
Why don't you marry her?
Go on.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm just surprised to see you here.
Well, you know me. Don't you? Can I give you a lift?
Are you on your way home?
Yes.
Well, that's convenient. Are you sure you wouldn't mind?
You know, I can't remember the name of your street.
Tesaurus Lane.
What? That's where I live.
Small world.
Big lane.
You don't recognize me, do you?
Yeah, of course I do. You're my neighbor on Tesaurus Lane.
And you're David.
I sure am. One of the lesser Larrabees.
Oh, in what way lesser?
Pretty much every way. But please, no pity. I could have sworn I knew every pretty girl on the North Shore.
Oh, I could have sworn you took in more territory than that.
Ouch.
Although that was a while ago, I heard somewhere that you're engaged to be married.
Oh, yeah, I am. But we're both very busy, busy people, and it's been very difficult to set a date. So come on, give me a clue. Just one.
Oh, no, this is too much fun.
Please.
There's your driveway.
I was just going to say that. Would you like to come in for a drink?
What a good idea.
Wow.
Looks like you're having a party.
Tomorrow night.
They used to have lovely parties here.
Oh, then you've been to them.
No. But I saw the lights from a distance. What's the occasion?
too late for an engagement party.
Oh, no, no. As a matter of fact, my fiancé is in California this week. It's actually a birthday party for my mother, but then you probably know that. Listen, the party's at 9 o'clock. Will you come?
Do you really want me to?
Very much. If you'll tell me who you are.
Hello, Sabrina.
Hello, Linus.
Sabrina?
Have a good time in Paris?
Yes, thank you.
Sabrina?
You look all grown up.
Sabrina?
Why does he keep saying that?
I need to go find my father. I'll get my bags later.
Wait a minute.
Thanks for the ride.
David. No.
What are you talking about? I was just...
No.
Please, no, my sweetheart. I brought you a scarf, Joanna, a real Paris scarf. I'll show you how to tie it.
Has he seen you?
Yes.
No.
Who?
Your father.
Oh, Sabrina.
For going out?
For staying in?
For laughs.
Better than Christmas. Who took these?
I did. Oh, I hope this hangs out before tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night is Mrs. Larrabee's birthday party.
Yes, I've been invited.
By whom?
By David. Of course, he didn't know it was me when he invited me.
Now that he knows.
I'm still invited, I guess. Maybe I'll try steaming it. Dad, please. I promised myself years ago, all those years, hundreds of times, thousands of times, and now I'm invited.
You're here.
Yes. Yeah. That's true.
You look beautiful.
So do you. Look good.
Party, Maud. I'm so sorry Elizabeth can't be here.
So am I. She gave me a dog.
I can't believe I'm here. I went to a party once in a villa in Provence. I didn't know a single person. Rothschild was there. Everyone was speaking in French. I could hardly understand a word. But I felt more comfortable than I do now.
Here, drink this as quickly as possible and it won't seem so strange to you.
Oh, Dave.
Better?
Not yet.
Trust me, it will be. Which Rothschild?
Baba. Was that funny?
Did Elizabeth pick out her dress? Still doing the guest list. 600 so far, and that's just on our side.
That's not a wedding, it's a town.
Stop. It's going to be wonderful.
Elegant but simple, lavish but tasteful.
Cheap but expensive.
Rosa! $23 a pound. They'll be gone in 5 minutes. Eat fast. You are a prince.
That?
Who?
That girl. The one with David.
That's just...
Oh, my God. That's Sabrina.
Oh, yeah, David's known her since she was 2 years old.
She didn't have that dress when she was 2 years old.
She's drinking champagne and eating seafood, and her hair is washed, and her lips are red, and her teeth are white, and he made a song for her.
I don't like it.
Well, Sabrina, when did you get back?
Yesterday. Happy birthday, Mrs. Larrabee.
For a minute, I didn't recognize you.
The haircut.
To say the least.
Some surprise, isn't she, Mother?
She certainly is, son.
Dance with me.
No.
While the music's playing. It's harder when they stop. Come on.
You know, I've been to every party you've ever had. Right there, watching from that tree. Like a bat. And now here we are, dancing in front of God and everyone.
I should have paid more attention to you. I don't know what I was thinking of.
Yourself?
It feels so good to hold you.
Does it?
Do you know how beautiful you are?
No.
You're dazzling.
Dazzling?
Suddenly back in my life and dazzling.
Am I back in your life?
I don't think you realize what you've done to me.
Then you better tell me.
You're changing everything.
She's like a sister to him, Patrick.
I have a sister. That's not how we dance.
This is happening. You're absolutely transformed.
And you're exactly the same. You were perfect, you still are.
Sabrina.
Yes?
Let's go someplace we can talk.
We are talking.
Someplace else. Please. I haven't seen you in years. I'm not sure I ever saw you. Come with me. For a little while. We could just go...
To the solarium?
What?
It has to be the solarium.
And you bring a bottle of champagne. And you put the glasses in the back pockets of your jacket.
I don't think there are any back pockets to my jacket. You are paying attention.
And the orchestra will play. How can I remember?
Yes. I'll have them do that.
And then afterwards, I'll wake up.
You got a minute?
Not right now. I actually have an appointment.
Sure you do.
David, what are you doing? Are you insane? It's right smack dab in front of your prominent and paranoid future in-laws. You are hustling the chauffeur's daughter.
We were dancing.
Stop dancing.
You mean to
Stop
tell me I can't have a drink and a dance with an old friend?
Do I look stupid? You know, I never thought of myself as stupid, but maybe I am.
I didn't do anything.
You were planning to.
How do you know?
You're kidding, right?
David, you're like my own son.
I am your own son, Mother.
Exactly. Now, I endured 21 hours of hard labor to bring you into the world. The doctors begged me to take drugs, but I kept saying I wouldn't do anything to hurt my child. Well, I changed my mind. You screw up with Elizabeth, and I swear I'll kill you.
I don't know. There's something about Sabrina. I know this sounds crazy, but I really think that I'm falling in love with her.
Oh, God.
Listen, I didn't plan this. I can't help it. She's so... something. Sensational.
The last time you found someone sensational, it cost the family $1.5 million.
No, this time it's different.
Oh, that's so original. But what about Elizabeth? But you finally find the right girl.
Who's got the right parents, who own the right company.
You asked her to marry you.
Actually, she asked me.
Mother, go outside and blow out your candles.
Can't we send somebody?
David, what do you think Sabrina wants? She's lived her whole life above that garage with her nose pressed against the glass or in that tree watching us at parties. Now you invite her to one. You're in your Rolex jacket or whatever. You tell her to meet you in the solarium. She knows you're going to show up with a bottle of champagne.
That's not it. That has nothing to do with it.
She knows what's coming. The jet to Martha's Vineyard. The cottage full of food and flowers. House seats to some sold-out show. Drinks at the Carlisle. A day or two of that, she'd fall for Noriega.
You don't know her. You don't know the way she makes me feel. I can't be engaged to somebody when I feel like this.
David, sit down.
I can't talk about this right now. I have to be someplace.
Sit down.
Ah! Oh! God!
What?
I sat on the glasses.
Don't move. Oh. Go get Dr. Calloway. He's at the bar.
Who put glasses on the chair?
I'm bleeding. Can we talk about this later?
Oh, my God. Linus, stay with him. Darling, don't worry. Just elevate something.
God.
Bab?
Sabrina. She's waiting for me.
I'll take care of her.
Linus.
Hello, Sabrina. I have a message from David. You won't be able to make it. He sent me. I'm sorry. You're upset. Of course.
Yes. No. I don't know. I'm a little tired. Why didn't he come?
He was on his way. He had a slight accident. He sat on a champagne flute.
Is he okay?
He's in the emergency room.
Emergency room?
It was a sharp flute. Hey, that's a little joke.
Should I drive over to see him?
He'll be fine. A couple of stitches. You can see him tomorrow.
What's this for?
Part of the message from David.
They sent you to deal with me, haven't they?
They?
Like a lawyer in a movie. He goes to the unsuitable waitress or showgirl or chauffeur's daughter and says the family is prepared to offer you $100,000 to stay away from their son. No, she says. $150,000. No.
$200,000.
No.
$1,000,000. No self-respecting lawyer would offer less.
No self-respecting waitress would take it.
Good girl.
I've loved him all my life.
Have you?
I thought I was over it.
Surprise, surprise.
You don't object?
Object? To you? Look at you. It's as though a lovely breeze has swept through this whole house.
Even though the breeze comes from the general direction of the garage?
It's the 90s, Sabrina.
So they say.
How can I remember things that never happened? Arms that never held me, lips I've never kissed.
They played that the night before I left for Paris.
They often do play that.
He was dancing right here with someone.
Yeah. He often does do that. And tonight he wanted it to be you.
I don't know why.
It's all in the family.
I feel somewhere between dream and a memory.
I never thought of you as a dancer.
Crazy about it. Call me Bojangles at the office.
In all those years, I never saw you do this. Meet a girl here with champagne.
I never did it before.
You never had to before.
Is it impossible to believe that I want to dance with the prettiest girl at the party?
Thank you. Yes, it is impossible to believe.
Then you don't know me. Forgot the rest of the message from David.
Oh,
thanks. I needed that.
What am I doing?
I apologize.
No, I should never if you have my handprint on your face.
Maybe it's better if you pick up your messages in person. You'll see David tomorrow. Good night.
Mac, I'm going to stay out here for the next 2 days. Cancel whatever I've got and reschedule. Have the plane stand by from 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And set up the vineyard cottage. I don't know, flowers, candles, singers.
Wonderful party.
Thanks. Call David's secretary. It's the only thing she ever does.
Line it.
Why not? Well, hell, I'm up. You're up. You weren't? Well, call her anyway. Thank you very much for coming. Good to see you. Good night.
Jesus. Dog.
Frank, God, what is there, an epidemic of sleeping sickness? Okay, listen. David can't stand pain, so I want you to give him a combination of morphine and Okay, not morphine, but something strong and mixed with a sleeping tablet like Halcyon. They haven't proved that, Frank. We have no idea. Maud thinks they were left on a chair by some guest. He's not going to sue his own mother. Well, he's not me.
Wait, you're not going to work that way, are you?
Could you give us a moment?
Sure, Mr. Meyer.
Tyson say anything after I left last night?
We'd wondered where everybody's gone. Maybe I should talk to Sabrina.
And say what?
Sabrina, you're very lovely. But David has a short attention span. He's just jerking your chain. Can I say that to a woman, jerking your chain?
What does Elizabeth do back?
Thursday. Should we try to get her back sooner?
No, I don't want him trying to break off the engagement. This whole thing happened in 24 hours. I can make it unhappen in 48. I like Sabrina. I always have. But I'm not about to kiss off $1 billion. I don't care what she did to her hair.
Morning.
Take you up to see David.
Thank you. David? David? Can you hear me?
David! Sabrina.
Hi.
Did the dry cleaners have your car? How do you feel?
I didn't get there.
Did I?
Are you in a lot of pain?
Am I in a lot of pain? Look at my hand. Guess what happened to me?
I know. I feel awful.
Me too. How do you feel, Lance? You're falling a little behind here, David.
Do you want me to stay with you?
Listen, we got you a terrific nurse and a 2-day supply of red jello. You really should rest.
Isn't Mr. Linus going in?
He has other work today.
Oh, very good, madam.
I'm sure he'll be more responsive next time. Don't worry. See you.
Thank you.
I was wondering. We have this summer cottage on the vineyard we never use anymore. I want to put it on the market. I was going to have a few pictures taken. You know, the kind that make it look bigger than it is.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you have an interest in photography. I thought you might like to take them. Trip would be no trouble. Helicopter could pick us up here. Planes at Republic. Why is that a lot to ask?
There's all that time fighting traffic.
And all those toll booths.
No, thanks.
Something to drink, Mr. Child?
Sabrina.
Oh, what a beautiful name.
Carol.
Sorry, Mr. Larrabee. Can I get you something?
Pellegrino.
Thanks.
Mac, anything from Granger? Anybody else at SEC? I'll tell him I'll call him back as soon as I can. So, that really is a beautiful name. How did you get it?
My father's reading. It's in a poem.
Oh?
Sabrina Fair, listen with thou art sitting under the glassy, cool, translucent wave, and twisted braids of lilies knitting the loose train of thy amber-dropping hair.
Amber-dropping hair, that's so
Carol. Cool.
I'm sorry.
It's an incredible airplane. It's beautiful. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Don't you have to look out the window?
When I have time.
Well, what happened to all that time you saved taking the helicopter?
I'm storing it up.
No, you're not.
So your little poem, what does it mean?
It's the story of a water sprite who saved a virgin from a fate worse than death.
And Sabrina's the virgin.
Sabrina's the savior. Always like this?
I don't know. I haven't been here in years.
How can you have a place like this and never come here?
Gee, I don't know. I guess I just never had anybody to share it with. I guess.
You could always hire somebody.
No, wait. Not me. The house, please.
You're in the house. It humanizes it.
I don't like having my picture taken. I come out looking depressed.
Are you depressed?
Well, maybe that's not exactly the right word.
What is the right word?
I don't know. Lonely, maybe. You think that's funny?
No, I just expected you to say something else.
No, I suppose you're right. It is funny. Linus Larrabee is lonely. Oh, I'm sorry. I made you uncomfortable. Come on, let's get the outside.
Do you want a view from the house?
Sure.
Which one?
All of them.
More isn't always better, Linus. Sometimes it's just more. Pick one.
I don't know anything about it.
Just look. Don't take a picture. Just look.
Ocean, 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 ocean. Quaint little fishing village. Ocean, ocean. Lighthouse. Gotta go into the lighthouse. There's a job for you. What must that be like? What kind of a guy takes a job keeping a lighthouse?
Every time I look through a camera, I'm surprised. It's like finding yourself in the middle of a story, like you just did. What kind of a guy takes a job keeping a lighthouse? I think I've been taking pictures all my life, long before I ever had a camera.
Excuse me. Well, call him back, Mother. Raise the offer half a point. No more. Here, lousy. So far, I'm more affected than she is. I damn near cried twice. I'm running out of time here. I don't know what to try.
Okay. Finished.
Well, we'll have some lunch. And then you probably ought to get a look at the island while you're here. You miss Paris?
Not yet, but I will.
You liked it there, huh?
I loved it. You'd probably hate it.
What? Why?
Well, it's all about pleasure. They work as hard as anyone. They just know when to quit. They enjoy themselves. Oh, what a beautiful building. Nobody builds with brick anymore.
That's late 1800s.
Yeah, in Paris, they'd consider that brand new.
I hope they don't tear it down.
They won't. I own it, that whole block. I donated it to the village as a halfway house. You know, jails are full of guys that never had a break. Look at this guy picking cans. They get back to the wall, commit some kind of petty crime. They're stuck. They're outsiders for the rest of their lives. It's not fair. The only chance they'll ever have is a halfway house that'll help them get their feet under them. Oh, excuse me. Could you take a picture of us?
Yeah.
I don't think I can eat anymore.
It's too late to give them their freedom.
You know, you are not exactly what people say you are.
Oh, yeah? What do they say I am?
Oh, you know.
No.
Well, that you're the world's only living heart donor?
No. Bad.
And how does this one go? He thinks that morals are paintings on walls and scruples are money in Russia.
Well, let's draw.
And then there's my favorite.
No, no, no. I get the picture. It's enough.
Do you remember the rainy afternoon we spent together? My father had driven your mother and David into town for a music lesson.
How old was he?
I don't know, 14, 15.
That would be the oboe.
The oboe?
Yeah, it was a misunderstanding. He thought he was going to get to take hobo lessons. It was a rainy afternoon, huh?
Stormy. I was afraid, and I came into your house and tried to turn on a lamp, but I got a shock. I thought I'd been struck by lightning. And you stayed with me all afternoon till my father came home.
And you didn't cry. You were a brave kid.
No. I was more afraid of you than being electrocuted. Everybody was. Is that the reason you never got married? You probably don't believe in marriage.
Yes, I do. That's why I never got married. David, on the other hand, believes in the tooth fairy.
That's why I like him.
Well, I like him too. Matter of fact, I love him. I just don't know what to do with him. You know, when he was a kid, he used to love to come into the office. He'd sit behind my father's desk and write memos and read the ticker tape. One day, he just stopped, and I can't figure it out. Are those the only things people say about me? Nice day. You're a little tough on me, I thought.
I guess you're used to being treated very carefully.
When will you have the pictures?
Tomorrow.
Could you drop them by the office?
Sure.
Well, good night, then. Sabrina Fair.
Linus?
Yeah.
My father once asked David why he stopped coming to the office. And David said, what do they need me for? Linus is there.
Listen, I do real work in the real world. David watches from the North Shore.
I know you work in the real world, and you're awfully good at it. I'll bet you haven't made a wrong move since you were three. But that's work. Where do you live, Linus? Always a nice day. Thanks.
It's open.
Hi.
Where were you, in town?
On Martha's Vineyard. Linus wanted me to take some pictures.
Linus did.
I love so many things about you, Dad. Do you know what I love best of all? That you decided to become a chauffeur because you wanted to have time to read. All my life, I've pictured you sitting in the front seat of a long succession of cars waiting for the Larrabees and reading. We had baked clams. Linus baked them. I used to be so afraid of him.
It's appropriate.
What was he like as a child?
Shorter.
I look out the window and I see someone. And it is a young woman. So I say, what is a young woman doing in the courtyard at this time of night? So I am looking and looking and I see this Sabrina. And she's talking. Who is she talking to? A man. Not her daddy, because he's not a store.
It was Linus. Sabrina went out with Linus.
It was Mr. Linus.
Sabrina went out with Linus Larrabee? That's too weird.
I thought the guy was gay.
Mr. Linus is not a gay.
It's not a gay, Rose. It's just gay.
Linus Larrabee is gay? That makes me like him better.
Linus Larrabee is a heterosexual.
He's still sleeping.
Oh, is that normal?
When you take him what he's taking, it is. But he wakes up from time to time.
Has he asked for anyone?
Bert and Ernie.
Could you tell him Sabrina was here?
I could tell him the Pope was here, but I don't think it'd make a dent.
I have to go into the city, but I'll be back by 7. Could you tell him?
Quarterly reports from publishing will be online at 4. International wants a teleconference at 5:15. Harvey called.
Mac, you know that old brick building that we own out at the Vineyard?
Yes.
You ever heard me referred to as the world's only living heart donor? Have the Rounds find out if there's any tax advantage to donating that building to the town out there.
And if there isn't?
Then forget it. No, and I want 2 tickets tonight for whatever Broadway show nobody can get tickets for. And a table at the Carlisle for drinks.
For whom?
Me. I know, I seldom go to the theater.
Seldom?
Okay, I'm not a theater buff.
Buff? The most difficult tickets will be for a Broadway musical.
Okay.
That means that the actors periodically will dance about and burst into song.
Mac, forget the thing about the tax advantage. Tell the Rounds I want that building donated to the town. And I want it used as a halfway house.
Sabrina Fairchild.
Come in.
Hi.
Hello. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
Wow. It's, big.
This is where I do that real work in the real world instead of living.
You remembered.
Doesn't come up every day. You like some coffee?
No, thanks.
Some of these are very good.
Don't sound so surprised.
I'm not. This is an unusual view of the house.
Oh. Well, you said you wanted it to look bigger. Sorry. Then, no, you have... Oh. You've got to admit, it's beautiful.
I probably would, if you'd let me.
I found myself in Paris. A friend said that.
You were missing?
Yes.
I once was lost and now I'm found.
You're making fun.
It's my turn.
You're very photogenic.
It's because I'm handsome.
No, that's not it.
But not as handsome as David.
Nobody's as handsome as David. Even David.
Don't tell him that till he's fully recovered. Are you sure I can't get you anything? Cafe au lait, snails, french fries? Theater tickets?
Theater tickets?
I thought I'd take my first step towards... What is all that French stuff? A good life, knowing when to quit. Maybe it's a bad idea.
No, it's a good idea. It was my favorite food in France. There's this little place in Pigalle. I ate there at least twice a week.
It's good. Enjoy.
Oh, it's really so much better if you eat with your hands. Do you mind?
No.
Ow.
Not since I made that contribution to NYU Burn Unit. Good. Very good. It's interesting. I have to try it with soup sometime.
I used to walk from Montmartre down into the center of the town. Along the Seine, there's a 4-mile walk that goes from Ile Saint-Germain to the Pont d'Austerlitz. It takes you past all the bridges of Paris. 23 of them. And you find one you love, and you go there every day with your coffee and your journal, and you listen to the river.
What does it tell you?
That's between you and the river.
it's funny listening to you talk makes me... makes me wonder if I shouldn't...
What?
I don't know. Something's different. I feel different. At work, I don't... I love the action, but sometimes I wonder, lately especially, been wondering what it would be like to spend some time in a place that I love like that, not just a few days, but for a real change. Actually, I think I've been thinking about it for a long time. I just didn't know it until you...
What exactly are you saying?
I'm not sure. I do what my dad did. He did what his dad did. My whole life, I mean. I never chose. Path gets deeper. More familiar, but...
You're not really thinking about Paris?
No. Oh, you're probably right. How could I be? My lost cause, then?
I don't like to think of anyone as a lost cause. What time is it?
9:45.
I forgot I told the nurse to tell David I'd look in on him.
He's probably sleeping. We can go.
No, you're right. I can.
No, come on. Let's walk a little. Was there anything you didn't like about Paris?
How expensive everything is.
Well, I'd have to learn how to say, I'm just looking.
Je ne fais que regarder.
How do you say, this is what I want?
Je désire celui-ci.
How do you say, I'm looking at what I want?
I don't remember.
I brought you some tea. And I brought you some flowers to brighten up your room.
Have you been watching Remains of the Day again?
She can't handle herself with him, you know. She's not a little girl anymore.
It's just she seems, I don't know, displaced right now. She doesn't belong in a mansion. She doesn't belong above the garage either.
Most people live in between. Have your tea and try to sleep.
Hi.
David. How are you feeling?
Great. Felt like getting out of bed for a while. Max says you guys went to the theater?
Just dinner.
Moroccan on the floor. Lots of cinnamon.
What's the word from Calloway?
Healing fast. I just can't eat on the floor yet.
Well, it was good, thanks.
You heading back to the city?
No, it's getting kind of late. I think I'll sleep out here. Good night.
Good night, Linus. Thanks.
So, you? I've been thinking about you.
Have you? What were you thinking?
I think we never had that drink in the solarium.
We never did. You sent Linus.
Ah.
Are you sure you should be walking around?
Hey.
David, what's going to happen?
Well, he could probably scare us up some champagne, a couple of Dixie cups. I'm through with glasses. We could hobble down to the solarium and pick right back up.
No, where... I meant after that.
After that? Well, shucks. Whatever, I don't know.
Don't you?
Well, not exactly. Is that so bad?
No.
We can talk about all that later, can't we?
Yes. But tomorrow. I really think you should rest now.
Okay.
Good night, David.
Good morning, sir. How was the theater?
Come in, Mac.
Not bad, huh?
I want you to get me 2 tickets on Air France to Paris, one in my name and one in the name of Sabrina Fairchild. That's it.
What day are we flying?
Tomorrow.
Oh, I almost forgot. The Tysons are here waiting.
Did we have an appointment?
It's not in my book. They showed up. I put them in David's office.
Is my mother in yet?
I got the same thing with a nephew. I gave him a huge office, but he's never there either. So we use it for lunches.
These are the invitations. We thought we'd use recycled paper.
Why does it always look dirty?
Oh, Maud. Now, which do you like? The taupe or the buff?
What's the problem, Patrick?
No problem from our point of view. I feel like, what's that word? When a lot of guys are after you?
Whore.
Yeah, I was thinking more, debutante. Somebody else wants to be in bed with Tyson Electronics. You know Intermedia?
Mm-hmm.
Impressive proposal. Cash, stock, and they don't want to tell me how to run the business.
Well, how flattering for you, Patrick.
So how did you leave it with them?
Well, I told them we're practically family, you and I. I couldn't possibly entertain their offer at this time.
Good.
But Elizabeth came home last night. She called David. And we got the impression
You got the impression.
I got the impression that he wasn't as anxious as he should be to see her.
But he's not himself, Patrick. He's been injured. He's on very heavy medication. He wants to be perfect before he sees her again.
That's what I thought.
Hello?
Good morning.
Linus.
Listen, would you mind another trip into the city? I've got some business I'd like to discuss with you, and I thought...
Business?
Yeah. I was wondering if you could meet me here this afternoon.
I don't know. There's something I ought to do.
It would mean a great deal to me if you could.
That little leprechaun was making a veiled threat.
There was no veil.
Should we do something?
It's under control. I'm going to Paris tomorrow.
What?
It's a long story.
I like long stories.
Well, you won't like this one.
Try me.
Things have been progressing with Sabrina. We've bonded. We've been confiding in each other. Last night over a handful of chicken, I told her I thought my life was in need of some radical changes. I told her I was thinking about getting away. Moving to Paris. She thought that was a great idea.
And she believed you?
More than that, I think she'll want to go with me.
How do you know?
The same way I knew fiber optics would replace coaxial cable. That Intel's chip would change the industry.
That Cindy Crawford's House of Style would be a big hit. I just know.
So here's the way it'll play out. Sabrina will go to Paris with me. A wiser David will return to Elizabeth. I'll come back from Paris to sign the papers. The merger will close. You'll make a very large sum of money, and you can buy a house in Tuscany.
I have a house in Tuscany. What happens to Sabrina?
She grows up.
You're going to ditch her. My goodness.
Well, how did you think this was going to happen, Mother? Did you think there was some nice way to do it? Some sweet way?
I don't know what I thought. I just don't want Sabrina to be...
What? Unhappy? In all these years, you've never once seen the face of somebody the day after we've taken over their business, have you? You're at the hairdresser or celebrating.
I think I'm getting old. I feel terrible.
Take a pill.
Watch it. I'm still your mother.
And you taught me everything I know.
I didn't teach you this. Excuse me, I have some calls to return.
Miss Fairchild, he was expecting you much earlier. I'll let him know that you're here.
Maybe this isn't such a good idea. Don't tell him I'm here.
But he pays me to tell him. Sabrina Fairchild.
I was beginning to worry.
Why?
That's a favorite question of yours. Didn't you want to come?
I asked you first.
I asked you second.
I've been wandering around Manhattan all afternoon. It's something to do with maybe never seeing you again, but. And that's ridiculous because we don't have to. Except by accident. And how could that be a problem? If two people... I asked you first.
Well, what you said, whatever it is, makes what I was going to say obsolete, I think.
Obsolete?
Irrelevant.
Okay, I like irrelevant.
Do you?
Cut your hair.
Tony.
Tony?
Yeah. Why, do you think I should go to your barber?
No, but...
Tony was my dad's barber. He's 94. Maybe his hand's not as steady as it... as it used to be.
It's just that it's all... So what's irrelevant?
I want you to come to Paris.
You mean go to Paris?
No, I want you to come to Paris with me.
You're really going?
It's your fault. You convinced me that there were some things missing in my life.
Like what?
Like a life.
I didn't think you were listening.
I was. Will you come? Don't say no. Will you?
I just got back.
So, say yes now. We leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I have to talk to David.
Just come away. He'll get the idea in a week or two.
You are formidable, aren't you? And business dealings.
This isn't business.
Didn't you once say everything is business?
No. But it sounds like me. What will you tell him?
I did knock. Here are the tickets. And the other things are being taken care of. And good night.
So it is. You want dinner?
No.
I should order in.
No. Oh, God. I don't understand what happened. I hardly know you.
Yes, you do.
I wasn't even interested.
You
thought? No. I was interested in David. I mean, he was so much what I wanted that I had to escape, and I did, to Paris, and I wrote in my stupid journal, and I cut my stupid hair, and I came back stupider than ever. I'm so happy. You've made me so happy. Blind? What is it?
You were right.
About what?
About everything. Everything that mattered. It was all a lie. Everything I said to you from the moment I brought the champagne into the solarium.
I don't believe you.
I was sent to deal with you. I sent myself. And I did a hell of a job. There was a marriage. There was a merger. You got in the way. Plan is to take you to Paris. Then leave. To get you out of the way.
Sabrina, I think that there's no...
What other things are being taken care of?
What?
She said other things.
An apartment for you in Paris. A bank account.
How much?
500,000 francs.
Your first offer was better.
You can have more.
I don't want more. I don't want any. You went to all that trouble just for me. The helicopter and the jet and...
It was no trouble.
Was I really so bad for David, so wrong? The chauffeur's daughter, isn't that all over?
That's not it. It's about a piece of plastic.
Plastic?
Nothing personal.
May I? Paris is always a good idea. I was happy there. You would have been too.
I'll drive you home.
I'm flying home. He shall have music wherever he goes.
Hi.
You're better?
Oh, yeah. Much better. Stitches come out tomorrow. How about you? Where are you coming from?
Town.
Long evening. I thought we were going to talk. I was planning a big stitch removal celebration. Thought we'd go down to the...
I was with Linus.
You know, of all the girls I've known... And I've known some. Is that a song? You're the only girl I danced with only once.
Twice.
What? How could I have forgotten? Was there champagne?
I was 8.
And you were taking dancing lessons. I was homework. I'm leaving town, David.
I think I know that.
I won a ticket to Paris.
Lucky. One way?
Yes, come to think of it.
Traveling alone?
Yes.
You have a good trip.
You're here.
So are you.
I want you to call Seattle and Tokyo and tell them to stop construction. Then get the Rons and Tysons and tell them there's an emergency meeting on the merger here at noon. Then take this Paris ticket that was in my name and transfer it to the name of David Larrabee. Need to see my mother.
Linus!
Need to see my mother as soon as she gets in.
Good morning, David. Can I get you some coffee? No? Okay.
I got a surprise for you.
Yeah? I got one for you, too. I watched you do business for years, but I thought there was a limit to how sick you could... How could you, Linus? How could you do what you did to me and to her? How could you go that far? What the hell makes you think you have the right?
Habit. Listen, David. I tried something and it didn't work. I mean, it worked, but it didn't really work. I want you to go to Paris today. With Sabrina.
What?
This whole thing was a business tactic. But it got out of hand. Somehow I lost my focus. I screwed up everything. But I know it can be fixed. I manipulated her. I confused her. But she's loved you all her life. You're what she really wants. You're what she's always wanted. Go with her. It's not too late. Things will work out. She'll make you happy. I don't want her to have to leave here alone.
What about Patrick and the merger? You'd blow $1 billion for this? I see.
Get going. Come on. You'll miss the plane.
Miss McCardle, I want to see you in my office right away. Where is it?
When your mother and I first came here, she cooked, I drove, and we had no expenses. After a couple of years, we had $15,000. I was driving Mr. Larrabee Sr. at the time. He never closed the window between us. He transacted a lot of business on the daily commute. And I paid attention. When he bought, I bought. When he sold, I sold.
Dad, are you telling me you have $1 million?
No. A little over $2 million. Your mother and I were happy here, Sabrina. We always dreamed of what it would be like to do this for you. $2 million might have exceeded her expectations. But then you've always exceeded mine.
I know what his instructions were, but it's a mistake. I'm giving you new instructions. There's been a change with...
Just get started and I'll call you back. Thanks for getting here so quickly. I need to tell you a story. And I need for you to tell me how it's going to turn out.
All those years, you made all that money, and you never told any of us how to do it.
I'll tell you now, Joanna. Marry me. Marry me for my money. People do it every day.
I'm not amused, Thomas, and I have a great sense of humor.
Then marry me for love.
Emergency what? What's the emergency?
Now, darling, if I knew, I'm sure there's a perfectly good answer to that question.
What the hell is going on?
In a minute, Patrick.
What are we waiting for? And what's with Siegfried and Roy?
Just a minute, Patrick. Okay. We've known each other for a long time. We may have played hardball on occasion, but I think we have a healthy respect for our individual business abilities. We saw the potential of this merger, and I don't think anybody doubts it would have been an enormously successful venture.
Would have been?
The purpose of this meeting is to inform you that at this moment, my brother David...
is late, as usual. Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
What are you doing here?
Elizabeth and I have decided to elope.
Oh, really? No. David, where's Sabrina?
So are we merging? Are we all one?
Who's Sabrina?
You didn't go with her?
Well, obviously not, Linus. I mean, here I am, right? She's probably having her beverage service right about now.
Who is?
Sabrina.
Who's Sabrina?
The chauffeur's daughter.
Don't call her that.
She was after David for a while. Then apparently she switched to Linus. She seems to have decided that he was the one with the power.
Is that what he told you?
He told me everything, Linus.
And you didn't see her before she left? You didn't talk to her?
Oh, sure. I said goodbye, and I think I wished her luck. Maybe not. I told her I felt kind of funny accepting my brother's hand-me-downs, and I said, don't take it personally, and I told her you've always been very generous to your women in the past, and I was sure she'd be more than compensated for whatever.
Oh, oh.
See? I told you. He loves her.
Who?
Sabrina.
Is he packed?
Yes.
Is who packed?
You are. Just one bag.
Wait a minute. You packed my clothes? You went to my apartment?
I took her.
We were up to our elbows in your underwear drawer. It was like touching the Shroud of Turin.
Here, sign this. It's your authorization for the completion of the merger. And this gives me the raise I deserve for the new position, I'm assuming. There's a car waiting for you downstairs, a helicopter at East 60th. The plane ticket's been changed to the Concorde. It leaves in exactly 39 minutes. If you make it, you just might beat her there.
Go, Linus. Don't think.
She must absolutely hate me.
She'll get over it. We all do.
This is crazy. You expect me to just drop everything and walk out of here?
Running would be better.
I think you're all nuts.
Linus, you know I love you. No mother could be prouder. But I think it's time that you ran away from home.
But sign these first.
you'll excuse me, it appears I have a previous engagement.
Now, Patrick, the debt burden this merger will accumulate is going to make it essential to restructure a couple of divisions that are generating cash drains. I've done a very quick review of last quarter's performance of each division of both companies.
David, when did you ever...
Mother, you've copied me on the financial statements of this company for 17 years. Just assumed I couldn't read.
Go ahead, say it.
You don't deserve her.
I don't. I know that. But I need her. And I don't need anything.
Time to run for it.
I just want to make her happy.
13 Rue des Beaux-Arts.
Supersonic flight to Paris, now boarding at gate 34. Air France wishes you a pleasant flight.
First time on the Concorde, Mr. Larrabee?
Yes.
But not your first time in Paris.
It's my first everything. Paris is always a good idea, you said. You said I'd be happy here. You couldn't have meant without you.
How did you know where to find me?
Your father. I told him I need you. I told him I'd make you happy. I promised him.
I thought it was all a lie.
So did I. But something happened. It was a lie. And it was a dream.
I don't know how to believe you. How can I ever...
Because you know me better than anyone else. I think you know I love you. And you promised... If there was anything you could ever do.
Once upon a time, on the north shore of Long Island, not far from New York, there was a very, very large mansion, almost a castle.
I've been following in footsteps all my life. Save me, Sabrina Fair. You're the only one who can.
And on this very large estate, there lived a small girl. And life was pleasant there. And very, very simple. But then one day, the girl grew up and went beyond the walls of the grounds and found the world.
Accustomed to